Listen now to a selection of news articles from around the world, starting with a look at Mexico's new president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Who is the man that Mexicans know simply as AMLO? Here are four things you should know about the country's first leftist leader in recent times. 1. This was his third run for president.
Finally, it's a win for Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the leftist populist who promised radical change. Swept to power in July on a wave of anger over crime and corruption, Mexico's first leftist leader since the 1930s says he'll eradicate corruption, stand up to Donald Trump on trade and immigration, and rethink Mexico's war on drugs.
2. He has many names.
Growing up in a village in Tabasco State, López Obrador was known as the American because he played for the local baseball team and sold imported American clothes at his father's shop. As he rose in politics, his supporters called him Peje, after a ferocious local fish. Then, when he became mayor of Mexico City in 2000, the media shortened his name to AMLO, after his initials.
3. He's anti-system.
AMLO, 64, began his political career with the governing Institutional Revolutionary Party. Later, he joined a leftist opposition party, before founding his own party, Morena. He always saw himself as an activist, however. In his 20s, he took a job working to protect the indigenous people of his home state, protesting the oil industry's exploitation there, and demanding they compensate the indigenous communities whose lands they polluted.
4. He's a published writer, too.
AMLO's 14 books attack the system he now decries as Mexico's mafia of power, as well as Donald Trump. Oye Trump condemns the U.S. president's planned wall and what he calls Trump's hate campaign against migrants and Mexico.
We continue this track with a look at other news items from around the world, from the current water crisis in India to Florida's battle with hungry pythons.
North Korea's nuclear games, USA. American intelligence agencies believe that North Korea has increased production of fuel for nuclear arms, despite President Trump's claim that there is no longer a nuclear threat from the secretive state. NBC News quoted U.S. officials as saying that North Korea may be trying to hide its activities at multiple secret sites, while seeking concessions in talks with the USA. The news is a blow for Trump, who claimed that his historic June meeting with Kim Jong-un over denuclearization was a smashing success.
Water crisis, India. India is facing the worst water crisis in its history, with some 600 million Indians, nearly half the population, at risk of severe shortages, a government think tank says. The Niti Aayog report found that about 200,000 people die in India every year because they have no access to clean water. It also warns that 21 cities, including the capital, New Delhi, are likely to run out of groundwater by 2020. Climate change and poor irrigation techniques are seen as major factors.
Baby planet, space. It's the ultimate baby photo. For the first time ever, scientists have captured the moment a new planet is born. The image was taken by ESO's Very Large Telescope in Chile's Atacama Desert. It shows a bright orb, the new planet, traveling through dust and gas around a young star 370 light-years from Earth. The black circle in the center is a filter that astronomers use to block the light from the star and better see the planet. The planet is already twice as heavy as Jupiter and is said to be growing nicely.
Student kindness, UK. Students from Bristol University have raised more than £1,500 to send an inspirational cleaner and his wife to Jamaica to visit family. A video shows Herman Gordon breaking down in tears after a student hands him an envelope full of cash. The student started a fundraising page for Mr. Gordon, who has worked at the university for 12 years. In one post, a student describes him as the jolliest man I have ever met. He makes me smile even when I'm in the deepest depths of revision, or trying to be.
Catch me some pythons! USA. For the first time in its history, Florida's Everglades National Park has invited paid hunters to help with a slippery problem, a booming population of Burmese pythons. The park's own officers have already trapped more than 1,000 pythons. But it seems that the officers need outside help if they are to save the park's native population of possums, bobcats, and other small mammals from the hungry reptiles. Since they arrived about 30 years ago, most as abandoned pets, the park's python population has exploded. By some estimates, there are up to 100,000 pythons in the park.
Gamers Rehab, UK. A London hospital has opened the first ever National Health Service funded addiction centre for young people. It will initially focus on gaming disorders before expanding its services to cover other types of internet addiction. Gaming disorder was recognised as a mental health condition by the World Health Organization in June and described as a pattern of persistent gaming behaviour so severe it takes precedence over other life interests.
London's revolting new rock star, UK. It smells bad and is infested with flies, but a block of fat at the Museum of London is so popular with visitors that curators want to preserve it for future generations. The piece of Fatberg, a mass of congealed fat and wet wipes, was taken from a monster Fatberg weighing 130 tons, that was obstructing a sewer in East London. Part of the museum's City Now, City Future exhibition, it has inspired letters, poems, and other artwork from fans, and even a musical. As City Guide Time Out says, "The Elgin Marbles it is not, but it should spark debate about our consumer-driven, disposable society."